Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Katana Zero. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that slices through the depths of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating insights and stories behind the entries. Today, we're unsheathing a cyberpunk treasure known as Katana Zero, an action-packed video game that's as sharp as the blade it's named after. This neon-soaked side-scrolling slash-em-up has been garnering attention for its gripping narrative, tight gameplay, and compelling aesthetics. Have you ever imagined yourself as a samurai? My friends, not just any samurai, but one that lives in a dystopian future where every move you make is a dance with death itself? That's the adrenaline-inducing world of Katana Zero. As gamers, we often seek an escape, a way to test our skills and reflexes, all while being sucked into an engrossing story that could rival any blockbuster. And that's exactly what Katana Zero delivers. Developed by ASCIISoft and published by Devolver Digital, Katana Zero snuck into the gaming scene like a stealthy assassin in April 2019 for platforms like Windows, macOS, and Nintendo Switch. Set in the neon-drenched urban sprawl of New Mecca, the player steps into the well-worn shoes of the character known simply as the Dragon. Initially, it's all about slicing through enemies and dodging bullets in slow motion, which is already pretty awesome. But Katana Zero isn't your ordinary hack-and-slash experience. There's something deeper, something that gnaws at you and keeps you up at night, hungry for the next piece of the puzzle. Now imagine this. You're not just any mindless killer. You're a samurai with a mysterious past, grappling with amnesia and addiction. Every day, you visit your therapist, who provides both guidance and a peculiar drug called Chronos, which grants you the ability to manipulate time. This drug isn't just for kicks, though. It's what allows you to plot critical strategies in levels where one hit equals death. The challenge is real, my friends, and it's not for the faint-hearted. Speaking of the heart, Katana Zero pumps an incredibly compelling narrative through its veins. The story unfolds through interactive dialogue choices that affect the character's relations and the game's outcomes. Have you ever been so caught up in a game's storyline that you feel actual remorse for a choice you've made? That's the type of storytelling prowess we're looking at here. Katana Zero pulls no punches when it comes to presenting ethical dilemmas and exploring the psyche of its protagonist. From the dark recesses of his fragmented memories to the ambiguous morality of the tasks he undertakes, this game poses the question, are we defined by our actions or by the intentions behind them? Here's a more philosophical morsel for you to chew on. If you had the power to see the future and alter your actions before they happen, how would you use it? One of Katana Zero's most distinctive gameplay mechanics is the planning sequence. Before you storm a room full of well-armed adversaries, you predict the sequence of your moves in a kind of precognitive trance. If you fail, it's treated as a bad premonition, rewinding time for another go. And let me tell you, this trial-and-error gameplay has the uncanny ability to make hours feel like minutes as you slice and dice your way through each meticulously designed level. Visually, the game is a hearty nod to the retro 16-bit era, but injected with a modern flair that elevates its pixel art to a whole other level. Every frame is laden with atmospheric detail. Each backdrop tells a story, and the character animations, they're as smooth as butter, or should I say, as smooth as a well-oiled katana. And then there's the soundtrack. Oh, the soundtrack. If you're a fan of throbbing synthwave beats that set the perfect tempo for your deadly dance, then Katana Zero's music, composed by Ludowick and Bill Kiley, will capture both your pulse and your imagination. Now, let's talk about impact. Since its release, Katana Zero has sliced a permanent place in the hearts of gamers, leaving an indelible mark with its formidable blend of style, difficulty, and narrative depth. I mean, it has an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam, which speaks volumes about its community reception. And there's even talk of downloadable content in the future, expanding the story even further. Which brings us to an intriguing discussion point. In today's ever-evolving gaming landscape, how do we view the role of narrative in video games? Has storytelling become just as important, if not more so, than the gameplay itself? And as for Katana Zero, how does it balance the two? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, whether you're a longtime gamer or someone who appreciates a good story. Before we close this chapter, let's circle back to the societal questions this game cleverly poses. The themes of drug use, war, and the manipulation of veterans are all intricately woven into the narrative. What do these elements tell us about our own society and the often unseen struggles of those who've served? The game's retro-future aesthetic delivers its commentary with subtlety and razor-sharp precision, prompting us to reflect on the parallels in our real world. So where does this leave us? Well, with a game as multi-layered as Katana Zero, it's not just about the thrill of the kill, but also about the consequences of our digital actions. The journey of the dragon is one of introspection, with each blood-spattered level and plot twist revealing a new facet of the human condition. Listeners, if this episode has piqued your interest in the enigmatic world of Katana Zero, or if you're already a fan with insights or anecdotes to share, I encourage you to engage with the game's Wikipedia article or reach out on social media to keep the conversation going. Who knows, perhaps your thoughts and musings will help shape the narrative of future content for this standout title. That's all for today's excursion into the cyberpunk saga that is Katana Zero. I'm Alloy, your guide through the pixelated tapestry of Wikipedia's grand archive, and this has been Wikipodia. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, may your reflexes be quick and your decisions wise. Keep gaming, keep exploring, and above all, keep questioning the world around you.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Katana Zero. Thanks for listening. See you next time.